Hello, and welcome, and wait, this is weird. This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful wife. This is a bunch of orcs. Hello, welcome to Circulus, a homebrew for the Dungeons & Dragons campaign setting. With me today are some fantastic people. We have Tom, we have Logan, we have Jen, we have Eric, we have Chris, we have Matt, and I'm still getting your names right, even though I'm reading different words. But we don't have everyone, and there's a chance that if we continue playing the main campaign, we'd get to the dramatic conclusion tonight. So we're putting that on hold until we have perfect attendance, or close to it. And instead, we're going to look at things from the orc's perspective. So everyone here is playing a level 3 orc with one uncommon magical item. And how should I put it? You're the ones that ran away. Now, how you internalize it is, of course, up to you. The other warriors among your group, and there aren't many of them, are showcasing anger, sorrow, bargaining, pretty much all the stages of grief. You didn't have a choice, though. The Dragontooth clan, no longer content with consolidating the area around their mountain stronghold, has been sweeping across the island in an unstoppable wave, barely pausing as it absorbed or annihilated the other clans it encountered. Many clans chose to join the Dragontooth, whether for self-preservation or the glory of conquering others. Your clans did not. It was too much for them to give up their sovereignty, or maybe they just didn't have the chance to. Or maybe you weren't part of a clan to begin with. But what happened for most of these situations is the able-bodied warriors stayed and fought while they sent everyone else and a few token keep these people safe orcs to keep them safe. You were not ordered in advance, more like yelled at in the middle of combat to protect the children, the elderly, and the infirm as they retreated south and east towards the coast. And as you were leaving, you saw giant undead dinosaurs trampling fortifications with orc necromancers riding on top of them. There were Tenaruk, which are big spiky orcs that are infused with demonic power, that were mowing down champions with ease. You're pretty sure that whatever you left behind is gone. The various groups of refugees from various clans have sort of joined into a single mass and have reached the coastline, and they are currently building ships, well, makeshift rafts, really. More like, well, this log floats a bit better than I do, type things. Trying to get out away from the island and go to the mainland. It's not going to be a good situation, but it beats being eaten by an undead Tyrannosaurus Rex. And you all wake up at the bottom of a hole. You got here through various means. Some of you were out in the jungle looking for missing refugees who were out looking for things and they didn't come back, so you went out looking for them. My best guess is Rapreth saw a situation not unlike the scene from Star Wars Return of the Jedi where Chewie sees a dead thing hanging on a stick and goes to reach for it. And at that moment, and now I need to have my own stuff open. At that moment, Grug's like, no, it's clearly obviously a trap. No, wait. And then the ground falls out from underneath you.
We're just going to get weird grunts from Tom all night.
I think so.
That's all it's going to be. Zuck, zuck.
You have no idea how much I enjoy playing orcs.
I think we're about to find out.
So, how long have we been in this hole?
Rapreth, no count.
I think we lost Aaron.
Oh, I think we did. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Okay, his name is flashing, but
he's
we're not
flashing,
hearing him.
But we're not hearing him.
Yep.
Him afraid, him run away.
Oh, Tom, I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweet, he's gone. I'm taking over.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's try this again. Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, I have done the very scientific method of unplugging it and plugging it back
plug
in again.
Plug it back in.
Turn off, turn on again. Always works.
Yep.
It's okay. He was just looking for the power button.
So, I have managed to return just in time to prevent a coup perpetrated by Chris. Which is for the best, because you'd all end up in the domain of dread, probably.
Let's no. not go there. Just because one of my backups sends you all to... Just because one of my side campaigns sends you all to Sigil doesn't mean I'd kill you all.
Sigil's actually kind of a nice place, especially if you're into doors.
Oh no, trust me. Lady of Dread would not be in the mood to deal with y'all.
You mean the Lady of Pain?
That's what I meant to say. Did I say Dread?
Mm, yes, you did, because I said Domain of Dread probably, so it was fresh in your mind.
So then, yeah.
So, to answer the question that I was asking before my microphone died, apparently, Rapress intelligence is 6.
Okay.
So it's creepy grunts only. Yes, but is it stench 6 also? Because I can smell him from here.
I don't think he's ever had a bath.
Sometimes it rains.
Uh-huh. That doesn't.
He has a bath once a decade, whether he needs it or not.
So, how long have we been in this hole?
Long enough. I think we need to get out of this hole.
And it's up to you whether or not you all fell in at once or if you came in separately.
I kind of feel like we were probably as a group. And he set it off, and we all plummeted. Would you all agree?
Yeah, I think that works.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, don't touch that!
He will always charge in first.
Yeah, pretty much. That
God. Magnus charges in. Rushes in, rather. Mm. Dang it. I had one job, and I screwed it up. Okay, so, the bad news is that this pit opened into a spike trap. The good news is something else found it before you. The body of Tanaruk hang suspended above the ground. You all seem to have hit it and bounced or rolled off of it to land on the ground around it. Around it are strange humanoids with insect-like features that were apparently killed by the Tanaruk before it succumbed to its wound. So it was impaled in these spikes and then still wielded its great sword to slice everything else in half. That or something else came down here and sliced them all in half and then left them all. There is a pool to the south that you can see that has fresh water coming out and then going down. You don't know how far. It's just blackness below. But you also have a door to the north and a door to the west. And a passageway to the south through a wall that you can't see. So ignore that.
Rapper thirsty. And he walks over and gets a drink.
Okay.
Ooh.
You suddenly have to pee.
No.
So it's passageways or is it doors?
Those are doors.
Those are doors, okay.
Water good. You drink some.
No, I'm alright, mate.
Alright. Repareth will just stomp back over one of the doors. Huh? We go this way?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Yada, 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 yada.
Huh?
Let's go north.
The bend, sinister. Let's go to the left.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Stomp, stomp. Stomp.
I'm just going to stand over here in the back. I'm not going to be next to him. He smells so...
No, I'm going to stay back here with you. Don't worry.
Kind of scratches his butt as he walks.
It's canon. He's only wearing a loincloth.
Yes. Only because someone made him wear it. Otherwise, he's armors for weaklings. So. Especially head armor. So.
He was probably told it's a magic loincloth. That means he has less armor than normal. So he feels even stronger by wearing it.
And it's stained and ripped and well, we're
he doesn't want to wash off the magic.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
you come, follow Repreth.
Okay, you open the door to the left.
Yes.
Okay, you see a long winding passageway that continues off to the west, but also there's a branch that goes north and stops at a door.
Well, Smarty, why don't you lead us away?
Right breath. Continue onward.
All right, he just keeps walking.
Okay.
He doesn't understand east, west, north, any of that. So.
So you're pretty much using him as your scout dog, aren't you?
Yes.
Indeed. I mean,
utilize the resources one has at hand.
No, I'm okay with this. I mean,
Rapreth, give me a dexterity save.
Oh, this happens.
It's already paying off.
Let's see. Dexterity.
You're a barbarian. You have advantage in them, I think.
Yeah.
So this is actually really good.
A 7.
Okay. You trigger a trap. However, it is an old trap. And it's kind of falling apart.
He punches it.
Well, it's a tripwire.
Huh?
And
he bites it. So.
It's an aftermarket. I'm not going to stop you. You most certainly can bite the tripwire because the tripwire will still be there after you trip it. But when you trip this wire, it's an aftermarket addition. This isn't worked into the stone or anything in this tunnel. You didn't notice it with all the rubble and stuff that's strewn about and like old dead vines and stuff. There was a weight attached to the ceiling that swings down, but it swings down from behind. So, Grug, make a dexterity save.
All right. I'm actually got a +2 for that. Yes. 20. Oop, that's not it. I'm not doing it. Oh, there we go. Hey, 16. +2, 18.
Okay, you manage to dodge this weight on a lever that swings down and then hits the wall next to you.
Interesting.
That Rat Breath triggered. Rat Breath is currently chewing on something that he found on the floor. You think it might be some type of string or wire.
It hurt, Rat Breath.
Yes, but it might make you sick.
On the contrary, Rat Breath has flossed for the first time in months.
There is just chunks coming out.
What do you expect from a culture that believes that piercing a tooth is a good idea?
Yes. I mean, I'm an orc anymore. I find that disgusting.
Anka was raised by a human father. She is completely appalled by all of this.
Rat Breath will stand up and go, "We go now?
We go now."
All right, I'll just keep plod along.
Okay. So this long hallway that you're in, it sort of curves a bit, and if you follow the natural curve, it leads to a door that is also to the north. But you could take a side passage, like right next to the door, that seems to go southwest for a ways before turning.
Let's examine this door, shall we?
Sure.
Rapreth knocked on door.
Let's be polite. Why not?
The door does not respond to your attack.
You, magic man, do something.
Yeah, let's take a look, shall we?
What if you can get someone on the other side of the door and then stick a rapier blade through the door and lift
You're
it up? No.
Determined.
You have found the big bad for this adventure. It is the door in front of you.
So let's do a perception check, and that's a 12 plus 1 for 13. Do I notice anything unusual about the door?
It seems to be intact, which... From the state of the hallways that you've seen and the fact that there was a pit trap in a room that was also aftermarket, this is kind of shocking.
Yeah. Does it appear to have any lock?
It does not appear to be locked.
Okay.
Maybe open the door?
That's what I'm thinking. Rep, go ahead. Open the door.
Okay. He'll just... Is there a doorknob or something, or...?
It looks like you could just push on it.
That's his favorite way. All right, he pushes it open.
Okay. Give me a strength check.
Oh, of course.
I know. I keep asking Ari for Arcana checks.
Right.
To ask Rap for strength.
23. Rap Breath is strong.
So there was rubble on the other side of the door. That rubble is now strewn over a 45-degree arc in an area behind the door. The door slams like against the opposite... The door opens up on its hinges, slams the wall next to it, and sort of comes back. And it would have smacked Rat Breath in the face, but he wouldn't have noticed.
What Rat Breath see in here?
You see... a DM copying and pasting.
Who talking Rat Breath head? Can you imagine if he had Satan?
Oh, wow.
Satan would do everything he could to be lost. Possibly. Like, if it was at the bottom of a well, he would consider it worth it.
Why did you curse me by putting me with a stupid person?
He doesn't really have a religion, but he would find one so that he could curse the deity that put him in the hands of Rapreth. So this room is bare except for the rubble that I've already mentioned that's sort of scattered throughout, except there's a very clean spot right behind the door that Rapreth opened. And is otherwise devoid of anything of interest, except for a vaguely humanoid stone head, or face mostly, sticking out from the middle of the floor in the center. This thing is huge. It is, like, from chin to the top of the head is a good 10 feet. It does not appear to have been carved from the same stone as the rest of this complex. Across the forehead is a sculpted headband with 6 evenly spaced indentations.
Rat Breath will walk over and smell it.
It smells like stone and mold. And you detect the hint of rat feces? Yes. Yes, you do. They appear to be fresh rat feces.
What stone man here? Magic man, talk to stone man.
Unfortunately, I do not think I will have an enlightening conversation with the stone man. That said, those indentations look like something we could place something onto or into. Perhaps then, I don't know.
What?
It sounds like something you'd have to investigate, I think.
Yes. Well, let's check it out. I will examine the statue.
Okay, that would be an investigation check.
That would be my
assess with that. All right, well, that's a 3. So that goes to a 9.
It's a big head.
Big head with lots of indentations.
Yeah. It's not unlike what your mother always said to you when you were growing up, that you had a big head. One with your big mouth.
Indeed. I do not see anything useful here.
So it's missing? It looks like it's missing something?
There are indentations in the sculpted headband going across this thing's face. But a 9 isn't going to reveal anything other than there's indentations.
Yeah.
Okay.
May I try?
You may try.
I do not notice anything unusual.
14.
Well, they're evenly spaced, which means that they're probably not like wear and tear or, you know, aftermarket additions like the trap that was sprung.
Mm-hmm.
But each one looks like it's slightly different from the others. Like, if there's something that goes there, there's something very specific that goes there and not in the one next to it.
Well, if it's missing pieces, I want to cast mending and see if it fixes it.
You would need the pieces.
I would need the pieces. Okay, I'm going to go look around for pieces.
Yeah, let's search this room.
This room is full of all kinds of detritus. There's bones. There's a few corpses that are a bit too rotten even for rat breath to think that they're edible.
Are they human corpses?
No.
Human? No? Okay. He collects knuckle bones, so.
Sadly, there are no knuckle bones here unless you find very, very small rat knuckle bones, which would be oddly adorable. But no.
Okay.
There's plant matter, feces, like I mentioned earlier. There's bits of rock that some of it may have come from the ceiling. The ceiling does not look like it's in the best shape in the world, but most of it looks like it maybe have been brought in by something and then left here, because there's more rubble here than there's spaces for the rubble to have come from.
How does the ceiling look? Are there holes, cracks, anything like that up there?
Survival check.
Okay.
I'll do that one as well.
That is a 12. 9 plus 15.
3. A 12 and what was the other roll?
15.
A 12 and a 15. Well, these are brand new characters, so I keep forgetting all the names and I have to keep switching between tabs. So, Grug looks up and is not 100% certain that that ceiling is load-bearing. And Larrick looks up, because, Eric, you're playing Larrick, right? I didn't hear that.
Yes, I am.
Okay. One of us has a cold, so therefore I'm going to ask them to say everything that they've said twice, because I'm a horrible person. Well, Lark looks up, and he is certain that this ceiling is going to be fine.
Rapper looks up.
Is there anything manufactured about the ceiling?
Yeah, this whole area was carved out of stone, and there are joints where, like, bricks were put into place. But it's all, like, think about Mayan and Incan temples where... This is not true, but people say that the stones fit together so well that you can't even put a piece of paper through them. This is similar to that.
So why are we all staring at the ceiling?
And we've all checked the little pillar in the middle and where the head is for traps.
You're gonna check it for traps?
Yes.
That would be an investigation check.
While he's doing that,
19.
Do I want to detect magic on it?
Okay, so. With a 19, you are fairly certain that there are no traps around the head, at least none that would be detectable through any means that you have. But it's quite possible the floor was built around the head instead of the head being built to go into the floor.
Greg, look around the floor, see if we can find anything that has, like, nodules or holes or anything.
Okay. Another 19.
You don't see anything of interest in this room other than the head.
The floor is clean as a whistle. The rubble's in the way.
With a 1, it's surprisingly shiny. I wonder why.
Yes. Nothing of interest down there.
I mean, well, you find some small knuckle bones that appear to be from a rat.
They're mine. He runs over and grabs
breath. Here. That's something interesting.
Okay. Stomp, 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 stomp.
He'll point out the knuckle bones.
All right. I want to investigate again to see if I can find anything that fits into that skull. Now I'm interested. Do I roll for that?
What are you trying to do?
I have already done that. I want to, like, look around one more time to see if there's anything I can see that's going to fit into that skull, kind of trying to solve the puzzle.
You find an interesting rock that looks like a heart, which is kind of cool, But it has nothing to do with anything in this plot.
Ah, okay.
I'm not going to require a roll because it's you have exhausted the means of this room beyond anything that I can share with you.
Right.
It is possible you will have to find clues elsewhere in this dungeon to make sense of this head.
Okay.
Okay.
What other exits are there from this room?
You got two per wall.
Oh, so many.
You came in from the south. The door to the southwest is the one you came in. And process of elimination makes you think that the other door that you saw on your trek was the other door that's to the south. So you know where those two doors lead.
Right.
How many things on the head were there? There's six.
Six of them.
Six.
Yes.
So we technically then have six doors unexplored. Hopefully there is a key or a piece, perhaps, behind each door. Yes. So shall we go follow the way of the clock and go to our left?
What's a clock?
The closest door to our immediate left.
Yes.
Okay.
Military left.
Let's go clockwise.
Your military
okay.
left.
Okay.
All right.
You're picking the least interesting part of the dungeon. Okay.
Then Rapeth will go over and open the that next door to the left.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So ignore all the extra stuff.
Right.
Because the way this match is cut up.
Behind a curtain.
Yes. You see a man behind a curtain. Rapeth immediately kills him. Takes his knuckle bones. There is much rejoicing. It turns out that they were one of Robin's minstrels.
Yay.
Pretty much. Okay, but I do have something written up for this room. Hold on. Stand by.
Forgive me for the arrows and stuff I'm putting on there.
Oh, no, they're helpful.
No, it was helpful. Thank you.
Okay, so this room appears to have been set out to be a kitchen. Pots, pans, knives, and other cooking accoutrements cover the walls, and one wall contains a line of stoves, each with a pipe to route the smoke into the wall. Everything here seems to have been left to rot for years, if not centuries. But on a countertop, you see three bowls filled with some food that, after all this time, still appears to be fresh. As I'm reading this, you're covering up parts of the map. That's nice of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No cheating.
The fog of war.
Okay.
Wait, so everything is dusty except the food?
Except the food.
Dusty, rusted, falling apart. But these three bowls, they are ceramic bowls, and they look pristine. And they are just filled to the brim with food.
Rat Breath goes over and smells them.
Smells like chili.
Rat Breath, don't eat that. There's something wrong.
Yeah, can I try and determine
how... Don't eat that.
Can I try and determine how old everything else seems, except the obviously not fresh?
I know I keep saying investigation check, but I think that would be the best check to do for what you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Natural 19.
It's a bit hard to tell for sure because you're indoors and underground, but there's enough humidity here that with the amount of rust that you see, it's been years at least since anything here was cleaned.
There's no way that food's fresh.
It looks fresh. Rat Breath to you, it smells delicious.
Does anybody have any tech magic? Yeah, I'm not going to double
have it memorized.
Can I just check if there's a magical aura or just like if there seems to be anything magical about the food?
It's fresh and not rotting in a complex where everything you found has been the opposite of those things.
Mm-hmm. I'm suspecting that it is magic.
I'm suspecting that it is.
The bowls that contain it may be magical. There were three bowls, were there not?
There are three of them.
There are three.
One of them is too hot. No. One of them's too spicy. The other one is too mild.
Rap-Rap touched the one that just right.
I'm gonna walk
three
over
bears
to
burst in. Roll for initiative. No.
There you go. I'm gonna walk over to Rat Breath and get ready to cast protection from poison because I know he's gonna eat these. I just know it.
You say Rat Breath no eat. Now you say Rat Breath eat.
No.
My head hurt.
Actually, that might not be a bad idea.
Where did you get the image? It's gotta be copyright free.
Yeah, it's gotta be copyright free. So
just if you. If you
but
use,
I appreciate it.
If you use protection from poison on him and then he eats it, might get a laugh out of it.
Rat Breath of strong stomach.
Oh boy, this is not going to end well.
We'll heal him if we need to.
Well, yeah, but ideally.
If he doesn't need it, he doesn't need the healing.
Or Tom will roll up a new character if he dies. And I get to stop saying I've never had a player death in any of my campaigns.
You haven't met Rat Breath.
Well, I've designed this puzzle that no one would fall for this trap if I do the thing. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to see what happens. That's why I'm getting the guinea pig to do it.
just remember... Before you do the thing, you have to say, well, we're basically gods, and then do the thing.
We're basically gods.
You turn into a goldfish and fall to your death.
Yay! So are we doing this? Are we going to do it? Or are we not? It's a bad idea, but it should be funny.
His head hurts. He was told, don't eat it. Now someone's saying, eat it. So he's just
Weird Al was doing a song and dance number.
All right, don't eat it.
And he just wanders away. More doors.
Okay, well, that worked.
Stomp,
walk into more doors. You have to open the doors.
God damn it.
All right, I will, Rat Breath will try the next door up the wall.
Up the wall.
Literally
yeah.
Just cringed. Like, I felt everything just cringe. Ugh.
I provide a valuable service.
And when you figure that out, let us know.
Rat Breath opens the door.
You see a long hallway that turns.
Let's keep going.
He kind of goes in cautiously, pulls out his axe. You smell anything?
Stale air.
Okay.
It doesn't smell anything like chili.
He two to investigation, so.
Give me a constitution save.
Oh, that he can do.
Natural one.
20.
You could go for some chili, but you don't have to.
All right, he just kind of waves over his hand. Come on, follow.
Okay, I follow.
Let's go down, find our other keys, perhaps.
Is it dark in the hallway?
Oh, yeah, there's no light sources in any of these rooms.
Rat Breath, no see!
Don't we
Your
have dark?
Orcs, you can see in the dark.
You can see.
Okay. Oh, you're nocturnal. Yeah, I didn't know if they did or not. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know if they could, if they had night vision
or
not.
They do.
Okay,
yeah, they do.
All right, then Rat Breath.
Keeps going.
You say like, Rat Breath find thing for Stone Man?
We hope. Let us check. Let us see. Let's keep walking until we see what else we can see. And then let's. We'll make determinations as we go.
Keep walking.
Oh, no. Too many syllables.
Just keep walking. Just keep walking.
Too many syllables.
He's going to kind of drag his axe along the floor so it scrapes as they walk.
I don't know that stealth is a concern yet.
Yeah, it probably doesn't matter.
Stealth?
I think I'm going to stay back just a little.
All right.
Not in here.
What about these doors over here?
Okay. If he finds another door, he'll pound on that. The first one, like when we made the turn and we headed south, he's gonna. Or I guess it's on okay. The right there.
Okay. This door, you pound on it, and it falls off of its hinges.
Ooh.
Apparently, you were not the first person to pound on it.
Door weak, rat breath is strong. He goes in.
Okay.
You have successfully slayed the door. Congrats.
Hold on, I gotta roll up another character.
Mark that on the kill sheet.
inside this room, you see, like, now, rat breath, there was that time when someone told you there was honey inside a beehive, so you did it.
Oh, no.
He would totally Winnie the Pooh it.
And what you didn't understand why the other kids were laughing at you, but it turns out it wasn't a beehive. It was a hornet's nest that you bit into.
Oh, no.
But the inside of this room looks kind of like that, only on a much larger scale.
Ew.
Bugs?
And that, yes, large bugs that build hives, but also a lot of them appear to be in half, which is what happened when you bit the hornet's nest.
Stingy but tasty.
It's a different kind of spice.
So he'll kind of go in, and so there's all just a bunch of dead bugs there then? Cut in half?
The humanoid bug people that you saw dead in the first room, there's a bunch of them dead in here too.
Okay. He'll kind of like use his axe to start see if he can see anything underneath them, like parts of the stone man or not.
Give me an investigation check.
All right. Let's see. Say a minus two on that. So I did have a nat 20, but now it's an 18. So,
well, nat 20 is a nat 20.
Okay. All right.
So you don't add modifiers to that. So a crit success isn't. Unless you're rolling at disadvantage, then a crit success goes away. But for this, you are fairly certain that there is nothing of interest in this room whatsoever. Now, that is of interest to Rat Breath, which might be different.
Which might be different for other people.
But there's nothing here that interests you whatsoever. I mean, even that blood smear on the floor, it clearly is something being dragged into this room instead of out of it. So it's not like that trail is going to lead you anywhere interesting.
Someone put dead bug people in here.
Right. Oh,
they
there they are.
Dragged? Why would they drag the bodies in here?
Any other blood trails in the outside hallway or anything like that?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Can we see coming in?
The trail doesn't go more than a few feet.
Does it give us a direction?
Both directions.
Both.
Fun.
All right.
Well, let's keep following south then.
Yeah. Wrap up, we'll go south and then go to the next door.
Okay.
And try to open that
one as well.
Okay. The next door doesn't fall off the hinges when you open it, but it looks like if you really want it to come off the hinges, you can do that. Then you'd have the largest of shields. Which you don't use because that's for the weak.
Shields are for weaklings.
Where's the shield and armor?
All right, you'll push the door open and stomp in.
Okay. You see a very similar situation to the first room, but in this room, you also see two dead Tanaruk.
He'll go over and just kind of move their bodies. Like he thinks he's just looking for magic pieces to, magic marbles or something for the stone man. So he just lifts them up.
Okay. They appear to have died from many, many wounds, and fallen upon a pile of corpses that were their own making. So there was an epic battle between Tanaruk and insect people, and you missed out. You had that box of popcorn ready to go.
All right. So does the hallway continue further south?
It does.
Okay. Yeah.
Rapbreath will just keep going that direction unless someone tells him not to.
Okay. The hallway will continue further south, and then it's going to veer off southwest, but also make a right turn to the east.
He turns around, looks at Grog, like, what way?
I think east will take us back to where we started. So
that's what I'm thinking. We can just double back that way.
Yeah.
Instead of going all the way back up the hallway, so
right. Why don't we check some of the other doors out? In the room with that big man head.
Okay, so go back up the hallway.
Yeah.
Or wait.
Wait. There was something flashed on the map there.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. Never mind. If you're turning back the way you came, then I'm not showing you that yet.
Yeah. No. Let's go back. Let's check out some of these other doors, because this is turning out to be nothing. So,
we'll go check out the door at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Rapper, I have no idea what that means.
Northern Western door.
It's only 8:41, so you've got some time if you want to take a long rest or something. Well, a short rest.
Yeah, he's going to go up and just check out that door, open it.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I went to Control C to copy, and it refreshed the map.
Did it?
Did he just?
Where? No, I said crap.
Rap breath, get inspiration.
Okay, so I do have a backup. You know what? That room wasn't integral to the plot anyway. You open the door, and you see a cave-in.
Okay, so.
Just rocks.
Now to the 1 o'clock door.
Yep.
It seems to lead to the same room.
Also no longer integral.
The rocks seem to be filling a staircase leading down. And both
rocks
of the...
Fall.
Yes, apparently a lot of things died. Both the staircases angled towards each other, so like the first one goes to the northeast, the second one goes to the northwest. So that if they went far enough, they would have met.
Gotcha. All right. Along the eastern wall, the northeastern corridor there, the 2 o'clock door. Or, yeah, 2 o'clock door.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. Avon, knock, knock.
Hey, Shark.
Open door.
That's too large.
Little.
That's
there
you go.
There we go.
That's...
So imagine, if you will, that this does line up.
Okay.
I think the bottom one's too big.
Yeah.
We're pretending.
Okay. That'll do.
That'll do, Pig.
Okay, so from our 2 o'clock door, we have a short little staircase downward leading to another door.
Yes.
Okay. Walk down the stairs.
And I'm not going to ask if you open the door, because I know you're going to open the door.
Yep.
They haven't told him not to yet. So.
Yeah.
There was one hallway where I was all ready for you to go, and you're like, no, we're going to turn around and not go to that plot point. Okay, so you go into a room. Now, you do see that other passageway. It appears to be a catwalk that's going across, like, 10 feet up. And then there's another 10 feet of space above the catwalk to the ceiling.
There's no cat.
There are two large bookcases. Oh, Right Side Fred is up there, by the way. thank you. I'm here all week. There are two large bookcases.
Don't make
sense. One to the north, one to the south. And one of them is filled with books bound with red covers. And the one to the... And the other wall is filled with books bound with blue covers.
Books.
What?
That was almost two syllables. Rat breath is character development.
There are no other exits from this room other than the catwalk over top, correct?
Correct.
All right. Grog will go check out the blue bookcases.
Okay.
Books first, and start to see what he can see.
You see a lot of books. They all have different titles. What languages can you read?
Yeah, probably Common, Orc, and Draconic, according to the list I have. So, are there any titles inscribed on the spines, or do we have to pull one out?
There are.
Okay.
And most of them you can't read, but there are some titles in Common, and there's one or two in Draconic.
Oh. He will pull one or two of the Draconic books out, quickly kind of leaf through, see what they discuss.
Okay, so you pulled out a book, and it appears to be a Harlequin romance novel.
this is all about romancing women. No, no. He throws.
Well, technically, around. Lady Dragons.
Oh, ew! Even worse. No, 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 no. I have no interest.
And a dashing young new farmhand on the farm that's a male dragon.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be ill.
We go now.
Let me check the other bookcase briefly. Let me see what's here.
Bookcase.
And he'll go over to the red bookcase or red books bookcase. Start checking them out. See if there's any Draconic written titles.
No like books.
The mix of languages and scripts seems similar.
Okay. Does the cat? I'll look up at the catwalk at this point. It continues to apparently go northward from our direction.
Yes.
Is that it may go, like, I can see that it goes runs north south. So,
Rapper can it, climb up there. Him climb book case.
Yeah, oh, that might work.
Jump up, yeah. Rat breath. Jump up.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. He's going to try to climb up one of the bookcases and see if that gets him. Would that get
acrobatics?
Yeah, okay. He can do that. Three.
Is anyone going to continue looking at the books?
No, I'm no longer interested.
As a point, I can just point at my broom of flying. I can just fly up there.
We also have Ring of Jumping.
Oh, there you go.
Rap Breath said he's going to climb. So what's your roll?
He's going to climb.
22. Ooh,
nice.
Okay, so you do your best effort to climb the bookcase. Now, I'm thinking Rat Breath doesn't care about what happens to the books in the process.
No.
So you effortlessly climb the bookcase. There's no struggle whatsoever. You kind of show off a little bit and climb part of it upside down. And in the process, kick a few books off the bookcase. One of them appears to be called The Daring Trials and Tribulations of Sir Tarion Darrington.
Spot on with the reference. Meanwhile, I'm jumping on my broom and flying up as well.
Okay. And after all this hard labor of you climbing up there, you just see Corvex hovering on his broom next to you on the catwalk.
He will bare his fangs and flex. You know strong like Rat Breath.
No. You know, smart like Corvec.
Me break Corvec neck. You fight, Rapreth?
Not now, gentlemen.
No, I'm good.
And Larrick, you said you were jumping?
Yes.
How far does that ring let you jump?
That is a wonderful question. Doesn't give me an indication of it's a jump spell.
All right, so I actually have a character in a game that I play that the jump spell essentially lets you triple your normal jump movement. If you take a running jump, you essentially jump your strength score with the jump spell. It would, I believe, triple that.
Okay, give me an acrobatics check with advantage.
It's a dirty 20.
So it almost looks like you're jumping over the catwalk. But you land on the railing on the opposite end of it and then hop down.
points at him and goes, "Him strong." Which way right. we go now?
We all have to get to the top of the catwalk, is that right?
All right, hold on.
That's what you decided you have to do.
What you decided to do. Okay, right.
I can actually control the broom to go to a location, and I can get somebody to jump on it and come back up. So
that's a good idea.
You can just do that and ferry people up.
Okay, so you ferry everyone up. Perception checks. Let me know if you get a 15 or higher.
I've got an 18.
I got a natural 1.
Plus
4.
Plus 2. I have an 18 plus 2.
Hey, does a 10 work?
So, this catwalk was built to hold a lot. It's made of stone, so it has to hold its own weight. But it's been a very long time.
Keep moving, people. Keep moving.
Yep. And 6 people is a bit much. 6 orcs is perhaps a bit too much. Give me a dexterity save, all of you.
7.
A 2. Seven.
That's 2 fails.
Dexterity, so I have failed,
17.
Okay, so Rapreth, north or south?
North.
Okay, Rapreth is going to go north. Did anyone else make the save?
I rolled an 18.
Okay, north or south?
North.
Grug did not make it.
Okay, so just 2 saves then.
Lyric did not make it. 13.
Okay, so Ferd and Ratbreath do that epic thing where they run down the catwalk as it just cascading falls behind them. And they get to the edge of it right as the last few bricks just collapse and fall down and smash a few more books.
He will roar at it.
I try and jump on the broom as I'm falling.
Acrobatics at disadvantage because you already failed your dex roll.
Okay. Nope.
Okay. You do manage to get on your broom after you hit.
Ow.
Thump. Ow.
It's like having the parachute open after you land. So, Corvex. Mm-hmm. You're going to take 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Larrick takes 2 points. Onka takes, 6 points.
Oh.
And Grug takes 4. Ugh. Ferd and Rapreth, you're fine.
What do you do, Donner? Come up with Rapreth.
I get back up, get on the broom, and fly up to them. Ow.
What? Why you on stick?
Because it's the cheetah's way of doing things.
Oh. He just scratches his head, doesn't understand.
I'll jump back up. I, again, send the broom down to ferry people up.
That's how we can all get up to the ledge.
Okay. I got some bad news for you about this ledge. It's a dead end.
No.
All right. Rat breath will jump down.
Biggest waste of time.
Yeah, now, to the south, it looks like there's a passageway that goes off to the southwest, but you, the players, already know that that leads to the door that you could have gone through.
Right.
Right.
So at this point,
we're going to go back to our original 7 o'clock door.
Yeah.
I hate this place.
And see if we can keep going onward.
We haven't found a way out yet.
Yeah, well, that's sort of what we're looking for.
Yeah, because the only way we kind of know leads somewhere else was the, the 9 o'clock door. Or I guess, not 10 o'clock, I guess.
Yeah.
That if we take that, follow that south.
Back. Yeah, that's the only other place that led anywhere. So, yeah, let's follow that.
Okay, so you're going to that upside-down L path?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
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 You hurt heads.
We'll survive.
You get to hurt
medicine.
Yeah, to help hurt head.
We're fine.
Okay, so when you get to that Y-shaped junction, you can see that it goes down to another catwalk, but you could also take the route to the east.
I'm not sure.
I don't think we should do another catwalk. Yeah, that did not end well.
I mean, as a point, we could just use the broom to ferry us across the catwalk,
or just go one at a time,
or maybe not all six jumping onto it.
Yeah.
Again, if he's the stupid one, why did everyone follow him?
I thought it was safe. It's no longer safe.
I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, matter to me at this point. We can see the catwalk. What's why don't we at least check that out? Let's see what's below the catwalk. Can't hurt to take a peek.
Rapbeth will walk kind of slowly out onto the catwalk.
Okay. This room was, at some point, set up to be a garden. Magical light still shines down on containers that have not seen active cultivation for some time. A few of the plants seem to have spread, taking over multiple containers and even covering the walls, floors, and part of the ceiling. Several shelves filled with glass jars can be seen behind the veil of plant material. In the center of the room is a small planter with a single sprout sitting on a pedestal.
I want to investigate the plants and see if there's anything that has healing properties.
You are on a catwalk.
I'm on a catwalk. Oh,
they're,
okay.
They're on the ground.
Oh, well.
I'm going to do my little dance.
I've already used that joke.
Still want to do it.
Okay, give me a performance check.
19.
You successfully dance. Anyone who cares to be is impressed.
Anka claps.
Shall we proceed eastward? And then, we noticed a threat from the south. From that one. Whoops, I did not want to move that. Sorry. There we go. I accidentally
turned. I'm bringing things in for my backup, but everything is a different scale.
Oh. Okay.
So. I wasn't lying about the dead end.
Ah, okay.
Ah, yeah, there it is.
And we can see where that goes. Gotcha. Uh-huh. All right, so why don't we go, instead of navigating the catwalk, let's go back up to our Y section there and look eastward and just make sure there's nothing else following us that way. I think that's where we came from, though. But there may be a way southward as well.
Yeah. Why don't we check that out?
Yeah.
So basically going towards the blue arrow.
Where we started. Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You know exactly what you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
Big blue arrow.
Yes, in fact. You see this bald person with a long nose peeking over top of a wall.
Kilroy?
Yeah, all right. There we go. So, back towards the catwalk. And let us examine. Do we want to climb down from here or just go over and...
I fly down.
I know...
That solves that problem. Now, the roots and vines and plant matter in this room, because they've had a steady source of light for all this time, and there's enough humidity that some things can just grow. The plant matter looks thick enough that you could probably use them as footholds and handholds to climb down.
Oh.
Go down. Okay,
then I'm going to climb down and see like what these plants are.
Okay.
I can tell.
I'm going to say for the sake of expedience that it doesn't require like an ability check for it. You climb down.
Okay. So then I'm going to go investigate. I suppose a roll for that. All
right. Grog will come along and check out.
Okay, that's an 18, and investigation is a plus 3.
Okay. The sprout, because you said you wanted to investigate the sprout, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the planter. Yeah. The planter seems to be part of the pedestal. It's all one piece. It's not something you could pick up and carry around. The sprout still appears to be green and vibrant, If it was planted, like, it either grows very, very slowly, concerning how much everything else in here has grown, or it was planted more recently. You're getting chili vibes, as in, like, the chili was still fresh. This plant looks fresh.
Yeah.
There's something wrong about this one.
Girl orc, is there food down there?
My name is Omka, and no, unless you like vegetables.
No meat?
Nope.
Omka.
Rat Breath has immediately lost interest.
Omka. What? Omka what?
Well, my full name is Onka Mav.
Whoa.
Make a wisdom save, Rat Breath.
Yeah, because you asked, I'll do.
A wisdom save. Okay. Let's try that just for giggles here. 13.
Okay, you successfully avoid getting a migraine from trying to say more than one word that's a multisyllabic.
We got it.
That's easy for you to say.
Yes.
All right, if there's no food, he just wanders away. He doesn't.
If you had gotten a migraine, I would have given you disadvantage on your next skill check or attack roll. I would have had to be
angry.
What else can you see down there, or can we see down here, aside from those the obvious exits? Anything else besides the plant life? Any lights? Anything? Anything?
It's just as I described it.
Okay.
She was investigating the planter in the middle, so that's what I talked about.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not all interested in the plants either, if they're not of any value or medicinal value. Do we want to keep going across the catwalk, or...
Well, there are the jars.
Oh.
Right.
She went right past them.
Check those out, then.
Yeah.
Investigation? Or do we want
anyone who wants to investigate them can roll investigation?
Yeah, I'm going to investigate those as well. Yeah. But this time I've rolled a 5, so never mind.
First time drug roll is 17, that goes to 23.
You are fairly certain that all the chemicals in these jars, you might have to sit down.
Okay.
They are all related to the care and cultivation of plants. In fact, some of them look kind of rare.
Hmm.
And they aren't like organic fertilizers. They're more mineral types. But some of them are even like when you were in your necromantic wizarding school and you were taking classes on which herbs to best cover up the odor of various putrefying dinosaurs and such, as one does.
Yes.
It's a mandatory class. You can't take it as an elective. You did learn, with a roll that high, I can say you do remember that there's some magical or near-magical means of cultivating plants, and you find a jar of that kind of ingredient.
I'll throw it into my pack for now. It may come in handy later.
For Minecraft players, imagine bone meal.
Yay!
Alright, so the only way to get to those other pathways are down on the floor, right?
Right. But the pathway that we're on also keeps going across. So.
Right. Yeah, because I'm still up on the catwalk. Yeah. So.
You can get down easily. It's not going to be a struggle for you.
Yeah. The question is whether or not we keep going from this elevation or proceed out from the edges of the ends of this room and investigate the either end.
I think still keep
up.
Yeah, keep going southwest.
I agree. Let's stay on this level for now.
Okay.
Proceed down to where we can see that it wise out again.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone who climbed down has to climb back up again. The person who flew doesn't see any problem.
No problem.
Alright.
Okay. So are you going to go to the west or south?
Well, what do we see when we look at either way?
If you look to the west or the left, whichever you prefer, you see that the hallway curves to the south, but you think there might be a doorway? It's hard to tell. It's right at the edge of the curve. Okay. To the straight south, or down, if you prefer, the hallway goes for a little while, and then you get to a staircase going down.
Well, from this direction, if we kept to the left-hand path, we would go south. So let us keep going south. Let's go south to that stairwell.
Keep going. Okay.
Plot, 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 plot.
You find a flooded area.
Well, that's no good.
The water is clear. There's a bunch of fishies in it.
They look good.
If it's fresh, then they're probably safe to eat.
Maybe.
Rapreth will dive in and grab a fish.
Okay, give me a dexterity check.
All
right. Anka's happy. Rapreth is having a bath.
The water is no longer clear.
There's just a cloud of brown. And he gets out and he shakes himself off like a dog. 15.
No.
Okay. So you're halfway down to the bottom because the fish that you jumped in after immediately tried to swim away from you. You're halfway down when you realize that all the other fish are swimming towards you. With the same idea for you that you have for the fishy that you're chasing.
Bears his fangs and he's just, you know, red like, fight! Or, fight!
With a 15, I'm going to say that the first fish that tries to go for you, you chomp down on its head instead of going the other way around.
All right.
Do you choose to continue to eat the fish, or do you spit it out as a warning to others?
He'll kind of just rip it in half and just kind of chew on the one end and just kind of glare at the other fish.
He's not afraid. Give me an intimidation check.
Oh, all right.
We're all proficient in that as orcs.
Yes, you are.
True.
22.
You have successfully intimidated a school of fish.
All right. Is there any others he can grab, or have they all taken off?
Oh, they're all keeping their distance now.
Okay.
Right. While you're down there, give me a perception check.
That he's not good at. Okay.
No.
Too lost in his own thoughts.
11.
All two of them.
Okay. You see a sphere. Now, an 11 is sufficient because the sphere is glowing slightly, so it's kind of hard to miss, even with the fog of fish guts, blood, and whatever you were covered in before you jumped in.
Shiny.
This would come out because you are currently underwater.
He'll go up to the top, up to the surface, and then kind of shake himself off like a dog and be like, shiny down there.
Ooh, that's probably one of the things the statue needs. Could you swim and get it?
Uh-huh. And he dives back down. And
give me another dexterity check.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm now convinced he's going to come out of the water dirty as he came in because of all the dirt in there now.
Yeah, and all the blood.
Take 4 points of damage.
Come out filthier.
You take 4 points of damage from a fish that has managed to bite you on the butt.
Ah.
It might be more than one fish.
Ah. He will snap his jaws at it.
It's attacking your butt. Good luck with that. You're not that flexible.
Have you ever seen a dog try to chase its tail? He's essentially doing that in the water.
The water get bloodier and frothier on the surface.
Not bite rat breath, but
focus.
All right.
Do you continue to try to get the orb, or do you get distracted by this and come up for air when you realize that you can't breathe water? Do you realize you can't breathe water?
He's not afraid of water, because Rapproth is strong. I guess yeah, he'll decide. You know, he was told to get the sphere thing, so he'll go okay. after that.
So you come back up to the surface with a sphere that is maybe half the size of a basketball, and it's glowing
just
slightly.
Holds it up proudly.
It pops.
Good job. Good job.
Rapproth, do good.
Do good. Very good.
As soon as you are out of the water, it pops. Like an opaque soap bubble. And a small gem lands on the ground in front of you.
Ooh. See, Rapproth said shiny.
Yes, indeed.
And he'll turn around and glare at the water again and just growl at it. Like,
so the fish that bit you on the butt is still attached to your butt.
Oh, he wants to grab it and pull it off.
Grug will pick up the gem.
Give me another dexterity check.
Okay.
Would you like to rage against the fish?
He got a...
A what?
He got a 4.
You take an additional 4 points of damage. I had to roll a d6. Because it was biting down when you pulled it off.
Fish hurt Rapproth, but... Magic man, make pain go away.
There is no one here who's going to kiss it, make it better.
Not my area of expertise.
All right, and he'll just stomp away then.
Okay, so this gem is fairly large, and it has a setting that has some odd grooves in it. That I think you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, all right. We found one piece, and I'll show the rest of the group. The gem.
Rapproth did good.
Rapproth did excellent. Good. Now, let us see what else we can find.
By the way, canonically, he got all the dirt back on him when he jumped in again.
Yeah, that's what happened.
It's just, now it is wet, so it smells worse.
Like wet dog.
Oh, no.
Yes.
He just continues to shake his head because he has, like, long... gnarly dreads, so he's just like his hair's all flying all over the place. So
everyone make dexterity save except for rat breath.
Oh no.
Otherwise you get the smell of wet rat breath.
Okay, I've rolled a 10 and I just wasted dexterity is 1, so yeah.
Actually, you know what, rat breath, roll dexterity check for me.
Okay.
Not a save.
Okay.
17 total.
Nice. 10.
Okay, so 10 was your target number.
I've got a 10.
Okay. Ties go to the attacker. Everyone who rolled a 10 or under now smells like rat breath.
Oh, no.
Because you've been hit by rat breath water.
We got the smell of the hive.
Oh, that would have been so bad. So, so bad.
Something smelled good.
No.
You like that We go.
Yes.
I take the sensor out of my bag and light it and wave it around.
plod.
Starting equipment gets used for something. Yay! I've never in any campaign seen someone use that, and I'm so glad to be here for this moment. I love this game so much.
Yep.
So I guess we'll go back up the stairs and then go west?
Yeah, back west. Yeah, let's go back to that. Where it bend or bended.
A Bendigo?
Bendigo. But at least
Meshrac and Shadrach.
But thankfully we don't have a Wendigo.
True. So you're going to go to that weird bending passageway. It does have an opening. There's no door. It's just an opening.
He just kind of looks at it like puzzled, like he's smelling around it.
Oh no, this room's going to be right up Rapproth's alley.
There we go. So look into that larger room.
Yes. This room seems designed to showcase a pair of pillars in the center of the room, with a metal bar connecting them. The bar seems to have been inserted into vertical grooves in each of the pillars so that it can be moved up and down in these tracks. At some point, damage was done to the pillars so that the bar was broken free somewhat, revealing chains connected to either end that extend down through the pillars. On the curved wall facing the pillars is a small alcove.
Grog will go look at that alcove.
There's a box in the alcove. The box is open and empty.
Mm-hmm. Someone else.
He wants to smell the box.
Go ahead.
See if anything.
Smells like wood.
But it doesn't smell like any people or anyone have been near there.
I'm going to say that orcs don't get advantage on smell checks. You are not Shepard.
So he's looking at the chains. He's just you know, engineering is just beyond his imagination.
The chains still seem to be pulling on the bar pretty hard.
What these chains for?
I don't know. I don't know what the bar represents. Why don't we? I wonder what would happen if we pulled it.
You want Rapreth to pull down?
Sure, why not? Let's see what it does.
Everybody move. Everybody move.
Athletics okay, check.
Okay, boss.
Grog will stay inside the room. He's curious.
Athletics. Okay. Because he trusts him. He wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't tell him to do the wrong thing.
sure he wouldn't. I don't know, and I'm curious to see what happens.
17?
Okay, so you give a tug on the bar, and you pull it free from whatever was holding it in place, and the bar gets a lot heavier. It's not too heavy for you. You're holding it up. But if you let go, this thing is going to probably leave a dent in the floor or whatever's between it and the floor. Right now, it's you between it and the floor.
Then he's going to try to push it back up then, or put it back the way it was.
Give me another athletics check.
Okay. Rapreth is strong. 23.
You put it back in the place where it probably wasn't supposed to be because of the structural damage, but that's its home now.
Alright.
Perception check, anyone who cared to be looking.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, Grog was definitely looking.
Okay, but the question is, what were you looking at?
Yes, exactly. I was looking all around. Whether or not I was looking at its spot, yeah. We will find out.
I've rolled a 6, and perception is plus 2, so I probably didn't know the record is strong.
Greg got a 7.
14. Well,
I heard a 14, and what was...
16 for me.
16. A 16 will do it. When Rapreth was showing how strong he was, and he moved the bar and it came down a little bit, the alcove got a bit smaller.
We want the bar to come down.
Hold on, the alcove got a bit...
smaller, like the door was closing in front of it.
Oh.
So we want it to go up.
Oh, it's up all the way. It's up further than it should be.
Okay.
Hence the damage.
Right. Just not sure to... If we lower it, what will happen? I mean, obviously that alcove will disappear or go away. Or something.
Why did anyone build this thing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
This is full of... Even for my enhanced intellect, this is beyond my reasoning.
Maybe we go away from here. Go... somewhere...
Out. Out there, beneath the pale blue light.
Go up. And he's going to start walking towards that little entrance.
I think he wants us to go north.
I guess we're going that way. Sure.
Okay, so you're going to let the Intelligence 6 character lead the party?
Well,
to the north.
At this point, it's a 50-50 shot.
Hey, he found a gem. I mean,
he did. He found a gem
in the water.
Wow, a fish ate I'm not going to finish the sentence. Give me an... I can't believe I'm saying this.
An intelligence check?
Yeah. The DM giveth, the DM taketh away.
Let's see. That would be a 13, actually.
Okay. You actually do pretty well leading the party. Everyone is surprised.
Rappeth proud.
The DM is surprised. Smart. Because you could have led them for 15 minutes in circles using this particular part of the map.
Oh, no. Yeah, that could have been.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Someone roll a d20 for me.
Sometimes just happen.
Hit something.
Just one person.
I got a 4 twice. So.
Okay. That's all. Thank you. So that's what you see.
Okay.
This no good. Where Rappeth go now?
You don't see that part.
Yeah.
Oh. Pay no attention.
Excuse
okay.
me.
Okay.
Nothing of consequence there.
Well, let's see what's at the other end of this pathway.
Which way are we going?
North? Well,
northeast, then?
Yeah, I don't know, like, because of the way it's cut off on the picture there, I don't know, like, if we go all the way to the end of that.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to call it, almond shape.
Yeah.
See what's at the end of that. We obviously, once we get up far enough, we'll be able to see that it also breaks off to that eastward path.
Okay.
Let's see how far northward we can go, and whether or not that cuts off like it did on the other side.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is go northeast.
Yeah.
And then see what's at the end of that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
This is so more like an eye.
Yeah, okay.
I think it looks like a pretzel. But
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Be right back, getting snacks.
Rappeth said.
You know where there's some chili? Just saying.
Oh, you know what? Maybe Rappeth could go back and, you know, look in the bowls. Maybe there's goodies in the...
Yep.
Yeah, let's just go to the end of that hallway and just see where it goes to.
Okay, so the northeast part that has the square over it.
The northeast corridor, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can pay attention to it now.
Okay.
It's a small room. There's nothing of interest in it whatsoever. It is even slightly low on rubble, which means that it hasn't even seen, like, normal traffic from whatever denizens would be in here normally.
But then there's another door to the north. Oh. So we could, so he'll go through that door then.
Oh, the scaling is screwed up and I'm upset with this. This might not be the perfect scale, but you see a large, mostly natural cave. There's a staircase that leads down into it, but, other than that, there's a bunch of stalactites and stalagmites.
Sticky things.
Yeah, if you call them all sticky things, you don't have to worry about trying to remember which ones are the tights and mites.
It's never gonna get that.
Well, why don't we fan out, look through the cave, see if any of the pieces are hiding in here.
Yeah, just smell. He just goes around and starts smelling around and stuff.
Grog will try to look methodically and make a see if there's anything unusual in here.
All right, I'm gonna look around as well.
20! Woohoo!
I've got... What is this, investigation? So I have a 17 on the dice and plus 3 investigation.
Dirty 20.
Okay.
And Grug got a nat 20.
So things have been in here recently. There wasn't a whole lot of stuff that happened in here, but you do see some smaller footprints that could be those bug people, and some larger footprints that could be the town of Rook. Because you don't see any blood or carnage, your assumption is that these footprints were made at different times. Mm-hmm. The Tanrug seem to be more recent footprints. Considering the constant drip of water from above that's in this cave, and the fact that you can see the footprints clearly, they are recent.
Okay. Is there any other exits out of here?
No.
It just empties into this cave. Okay. So, on the map, it looks like something either goes above or under it.
Yeah. Pay no attention.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, where the eye pretzel thing is off to our left, that dead ends over there, correct?
Yeah. There's a cave in that way.
Okay.
Otherwise known as that part of the map the DM put nothing of interest in there whatsoever, and he's trying to speed it along. It's 9:29 at night.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So, we basically now need to U-turn. Because if it dead ends here, the only other place to examine would be a diagonal hallway that we can see on the map but haven't actually physically checked out, although I suspect that it will lead to its more dead end.
Yeah. So then the only other way is then way back down to
do we want to try playing with that bar again and seeing what it does?
We can, yeah.
That's the only thing interesting that's happened in here.
What I would suggest is mess with the bar, that everyone else stay out.
stay like in those hallways, like at the edges of the corridor there. And
yeah, yeah. I mean, to me, that's because if you're saying that messing with that makes the room smaller.
Yeah, good plan.
Let's do that.
So that, you know, if we do need to have the you know, the trash compactor closed on you know, level whatever, you know.
Well, so I'm not going to require a roll for this because it is 9:31. But you know that you're not the only ones that have been going around through this dungeon or underground complex, whatever you want to call it.
Right, there's the Tanaruk and the Bugmen.
Yes, of which you haven't seen any of them alive.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there. The bar was in the up position and the alcove was open with an empty box.
Right.
If the bar was down all the way, it would take a lot of strength to lift it up and the box would have been hidden.
Right.
So somebody's already been here and found it.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
So they've got one of the pieces we're looking for.
Yeah. So now we want to see if we can bother with it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let's see. Can anyone track? I mean, can we track? There were some fresh footprints. Can we follow them?
Repreth is part bloodhound, but
no.
I can try to track.
Grug is trained in survival, which is usually the stat we use for tracking. Although I'm not great at it.
So, FYI, and I am okay with whatever answer the party comes to a consensus about. It is after 9:30 when we usually end. It is also winter break for me, but I'm the only person involved in like education here. If you want to keep playing, we can. If you want to hold us off for next time, we need a one shot. We can.
It's fine. Either way, it's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm okay. Till I got another hour. I got to go pick up my daughter from work at 11, so I'm good for a while.
It's late for Chris, though.
It's
2:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's
fun. Yeah. Why don't we just kind of pause it here, and then we'll come back to it?
We can.
There hasn't been any combat to keep me awake.
Yeah.
Well, when I asked you to roll a 20, I was asking you to roll to see if you ran into something.
Yeah, and a 4 did not cover it. Cut it.
A four was a blank spot on the encounter table.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I really like having the idea of having the party roll on the encounter table instead of me.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, you never know. My the guy I play with, he has everybody roll a d12, and if two people get a matching number, then there's an encounter.
And that's so such a good use for a d12, which is such
exactly.
It doesn't get used.
Hey, clerics use D12s?
Not very often.
Yeah.
My great axe, I use a D12.
I have Witchbolt, we use as a D12.
Tool the dead, I get to use 2 D12s.
Yeah, well, that's why I took that, too. If they're injured, 2 extra D12s. All right.
Okay,
I'm okay with us stopping here, if everybody else is
cool. Yeah, pick it up later.
Yeah. Okay. And who knows, maybe next time there'll be enough people who can't make it then, too, so we continue the one-shot instead of fighting an ancient green dragon.
Yeah.
Rapper, well, I know next Green Dragon.
Saturday, I am not available for the 5th. That's my wife's family party. So, but okay. If the rest of the group is, don't wait on account of me.
Okay. So that's two individuals who have given leave for the adventure to continue if they're not part of it. But I'm not going to make that decision for others. So yeah, thank you.
Like his revenge.
Yeah. If I have Chris's characters be NPC'd for the grand finale, he will find me and he will kill me.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. By cutting me and setting me on fire.
I will go out of my way to find you, kill you, and set you on fire.
He has a particular set of skills.
Tracking appears to be one of them.
Well, he has Hunter's Mark.
Oh, well, there you go. See, yeah.
I just look up, I see a giant red arrow pointing down at my head. I'm like, oh, no.
I have he found me. He's coming.
Let me think over my life choices. Okay, well, thank you everyone for playing. Is there anything that anyone wants to plug before we all go to bed?
Nope.
No, I'm good.
Yep, no, I'm good.
All right. Then we'll pick this up some other time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.